from your presence. Lord, knowing that you're here with us, Lord, just bless us each and every one, Lord. Father, look into our hearts tonight as you walk amongst us, Father. You know where we're at, Lord, in our walk. You know our needs, Father, what we need strengthening or revelation, Father. Lord, that's what we pray, Lord, that you would meet tonight. Bless us now, Father. Even these few songs, Father, may it just clear our hearts and minds and get us centered for your word as it comes. And may give you the glory and honor and praise in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to sing in our capstone books tonight. Page 27. Keep on the firing line. Hallelujah. Press. Amen. If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. If you and my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die of fighting, cowards in the service will not find a place, so keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on. Oh, God will only use the soldier he can trust. Keep on the firing line. If you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must. Keep on the firing line. Life is but to labor for the master. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on that firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. Oh, when we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. Oh, how we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome, we will all march in. So keep on, amen, hallelujah, praise Him. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would wait for God and the right, on that firing line. Amen. Press, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Page 91. Just a little while. It'll all be over. Amen. Soon this life will all be over, and our pilgrimage shall end. Soon we'll take our heads.
just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble in this world so full of hate. Then we'll
day that's going to be. Amen. Just think about it, saints.
Oh, what a happy time I'm sure to be. Jesus coming after me. I hear him calling me away from this old world forever to stay. And when he takes me by the hand in that blessed promised land, what a happy time that's sure to be. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, what a happy day. Oh, that will be when we gather there. What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. Meet with those who've gone before. James and John, Brother Branham and more. What a happy time that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day. And when I walk in to heaven's fair. See my blessed Savior there. He'll place a crown upon my head. Give me a robe of white to wear. I'll walk on streets of purest gold. Live forever and not grow old. Shout and sing through the endless ages. What a happy day. Oh, what a happy day that will be when we gather there. What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. We'll be with those who've gone before, James and John, Brother Branham and more. What a happy time that's sure to be. Oh, sing it if you're gonna have a good time. Oh, what a happy day. Oh, that will be when we gather there. What a happy day. Oh, when we climb those golden stairs. We'll meet with those who've gone before, James and John, Brother Branham and more. What a happy time that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day. Amen. Is that going to be a happy day time for you, saints? Amen. Oh, what we have to look forward to. Praise his name. Brother Hamilton, would you come up? Hallelujah. Talk about Jesus, the King of Kings.
Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I am. Talk about Jesus more. Amen. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme. Oh, praising. Hallelujah. The great I am, the way, the truth, the talk about Jesus more and more.
Amen. Praise his name. Would you have something on your heart you'd like to take before him? Amen. Brother Josh, would you take the request?
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come tonight, Lord, humbly before you, Lord. And Lord, knowing that without you, Lord, we're nothing. Lord, knowing without you that where would we be, Lord, tonight? Lord, we're so thankful for that desire you place in our hearts. Lord, so thankful for the path you've led us down, Lord, so far. And Lord, we pray that you'll lead us home one of these days. Lord, as we're in this life, Lord, each and every one of us, Lord, face many tests and trials and needs in our lives. Lord, whether it's physical or financial, whatever it may be, Lord, you only know. Lord, we ask you to take care of that, Lord, according to your perfect will. Lord, that you may get the glory and the honor, Lord, in every situation in our lives. Lord, that may it be our desire, Lord, as you get the glory and the honor and everything. Lord, as we sit here tonight, Lord, we ask for revelation. Lord, more than anything else in this life, Lord, grant it to us now, Lord, and have your way in this service. Everything that's said and done be for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Do you have a song tonight?
Everybody's looking for a great revival.
Stand, if you will. Sing a little chorus, Only Believes. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible.
For a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, it's already been good to be here this evening, and we just thank you, Lord, for your promise. For you said where two or three would gather in your name, Lord, you would be there in the midst. And we believe that, Lord, because we've seen you honor your word. And Father, we just come tonight, Lord, just humbly asking you to bless these few words that I'll renew our minds to. Lord, may it stir our hearts and just continue to ignite us, Lord, to keep pressing and to pushing, Lord, for the goal that you have set before us. And Father, we'll never fail to see you receive the glory and the honor for it all. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, we'll turn over to John, the first chapter. And read a very familiar scripture. Amen. Here in John, the first chapter. And we'll begin at the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. And the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. Amen. I was thinking a little bit about the expression of John and the bearing forth reference of one that was to come, and the work that the Holy Ghost was doing through John in preparation for the coming of our Lord Jesus. And that light was evident. It was shining forth very brightly. But let's just follow along with me. We'll turn over to John, the 8th chapter, and read some here where the Lord was speaking. John 8 and the 12th verse. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And then if you would, turn over to John 15 and 27. We'll actually start at the 26th verse in John there, 15, 26. But when the Comforter is come, who I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye shall also bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Amen. And as we see the age and time in which we're living, it's harvest time, it's manifesting time, and the little sons and daughters of God is bearing forth that light throughout this dark age in which we're in. And it's definitely becoming evident, and we're in a lamp trimming time, so to speak, or trimming the wicks to keep that light burning brightly. It's no time to be despondent, no time to be discouraged, but we've been sent for a purpose, each one of us, by God's grace. If we see we've been called and He predestinated us to this purpose. But I want to renew our minds to some things the prophet said concerning this bearing that light and us being a light in this age. And this is, we'll start in the message Shalom. This was preached in January 1964. And we'll read through these. But just to catch what the prophet was saying, I'm going to start about paragraph 88 and then skip down a little bit farther here on this page. But he says, the hour is here. If I could have been back there before the days the world was created and looked down and seen the whole thing, and the Father had said to me, what day would you want to live? I would say right now. This is the hour. This is the greatest hour the church has ever moved into, just before the coming of the bridegroom. And oh, the real church of the living God ought to be on fire. Think of the song the sisters sang. Amen. Ought to be on fire, burning with the light of the gospel, being vindicated among them. Rise and shine, for the light has come to you. The light of this day. Isaiah was the light of his day. Noah was the light of his day. And he had the word manifested and the gospel. And the Bible words for this day is the light of the day. What a glorious time that we are living. God's light has come. Paragraph 96, God's light has come. The word, the light, is vindicated again so that you can see the manifestations of the promise of God for this day. Search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. They testify of the day that we're living in. And what is the light of the day? What did the Bible promise for this day? See what hour it is. No wonder Jesus rebuked them for not believing John. He was the light because the prophet said he would come. And there he was, the manifested light. They didn't see it. They didn't understand it. And they thought he was the Messiah. And they thought something else and this another. They failed to see it. And Jesus, come on. Two lights can't shine at the same time. There can't be a church light and God's light shine at the same time. It's got to be God's light putting out the church light. And that's exactly what's taking place today. God is separating churchism from his light of the promised word of this hour that we're living in. That's the truth, friend. You might not want to believe that, but you just wait and find out if it's not so. Don't wait. You better get in right now while there's a chance to get in. The word is the light when it's vindicated. And until the word is promised for the day is vindicated, then it is not light. It cannot be. If God said, let there be light, and no sun come into existence, there is no sign of light. But when God said, let there be light, and there was light, when God promised a Messiah, and a Messiah come, then his word was fulfilled. And he was the light of the hour. When he promised Noah, and he promised the others on down, they was the light of that hour. And there is light of the hour today. That's Jesus Christ in the power of his resurrection, his word that's promised for this day. Amen. And how it's truly come down to, we're looking for that identification. We're looking for the reality of this word being vindicated and made manifest in our lives as an individual before God. We're not looking for a church. We're not looking for a group that all agrees and thinks it's this way. But there is a select group of individuals all over this earth that has heard the call and seen the truth of this hour and this message and is polished up underneath the gospel, and it is bringing forth a light shining in all the dark places, that there will be light at the evening time shining forth. God is going to manifest and vindicate and fulfill his word to be truth. And how we want to make sure without a shadow of a doubt we're in that number, and to take God at his word and not be caught up in a churchism, not be caught up in this trying to fit into a group or to follow along. God sent a prophet, and he brought a message to a bride, not for it to lay on pages or just to be read and to rehearsed for no reason. But God sent his word forth, and he sent the Holy Spirit upon it to bring it to life and a reality in those little predestinated believers that had a receiver there to receive the word for this day and time, that they would be a light shining as set on a hill as a candle, and their life shining forth unto others. In the message, The Harvest Time, preached December 12, 1964, Brother Branham says here, he was speaking about the church age book he was working on, but paragraph 139, in the book of Revelations, as I was writing, one man who was translating for our grammar, my grammar is so poor, and I'm not a good scholar to grammarize it, to put the right nouns and pronouns together. Let me drop Nancy. I only know one thing. God gives it to me, and I just write it down, see? And they have to put it so if it goes into schools and things, they know, can read it, and more of a way of understanding. And then the writer said to me, or the grammar, the man that's grammarizing it said to me, he said, but Brother Branham, we find in the Pergamos church age that Jesus said here, he that overcometh, I will give him the morning star. Give him the morning star, he said. Now, how could he get the morning star when Jesus said himself that he is the morning star? See, all of those seeds of Abraham are reflected by stars. They differ one from another, and will differ one from another. And Jesus is that morning star, the brightest of all of them. But we find in Revelations 1, with seven stars in his hands, he interprets that and said, these seven stars are the seven angels to the seven churches, or to the seven church ages that's coming. And then he said, how could it be then if they've got the morning star? If they got the morning star. And I said, the stars that were in his hands were only the reflection stars from the morning star, see? For the messenger of the day had the word, and he is the word. He had just a portion for that day. And the people that's ready to come away from the world system and world things and walk with him sees the reflection of the morning star through the messenger of that age. As he did through Noah, through Moses, and so forth, as he reflected the Old Testament, finally they all arrive to one. And so will it be at the end of the church ages. It'll all arrive back to Jesus, that he is the word. And we as Christians are only reflecting him. The moon only reflects the sun in its absence. And the believer only reflects the Son of God in the absence of the Son of God. It's the light of the Bible, the scriptures, being vindicated in our lives. The word that makes light in darkness. and your candles that's set up on a hill. That ain't the sun, it's a candle. And the candle just takes the place of the sun and just shows a certain amount of light. And we are God's children, we are his sons and daughters of God's, only by the Spirit with portion. He had it without portion. But we are a star that's shining. All of us together make a light to the world. But he is the entire sun that reflects the light to every star. He says, hallelujah, I believe him. God help my unbelief. And may we truly be the realization sink into our hearts. It's not what I can say with my mouth. It's not what I can tell someone about this word. But how much of this word is being vindicated out of my life? Even if you think of what our pastor was bringing Sunday, it's got to be a reflection of him, not of myself, not of you reflecting something. It's the precious word being lived back through us, shining out to this world that there is a realness, there is a solidness, there is something more than most people have that claim to be Christians and go to church. You know, you might go into any church somewhere and all you can do is be what God has made you. You don't have to toot your own horn, but you just go forth living what God has given you in his ability, and you let his precious Holy Spirit sweetness around you, and you watch the others that come in contact with you be able to begin to see there is something special there. Think about the disciples. As Jesus told them, they would be witnesses for him at Jerusalem and unto the utmost parts of the earth as he was speaking to them. And then in the book of Acts, look at how many references were made. They just wanted to be in the shadow of Paul. They just wanted a handkerchief. They saw Peter and James at the gate called Beautiful, and they took notice that they had been with Jesus, their lives. There was something different about them. It was showing forth that they were different. They weren't like everyone else they come in contact with. They were seeing the same reactions, the same works that had taken place through Jesus Christ. They saw the same spirit in them that was on him. And oh my, how today, how it ought to truly ring out in our hearts to be a portion of that people more and more as time goes on. It's not about arguing about the letter or arguing about this or arguing about this. When the Holy Spirit comes, the Comforter comes, he shall teach you and guide you into all truths. Men has tried for a long time to beat and to, you got to live like this and you've got to do this and you need to do this. And it's worked for a time. The person will clean up and come up to that certain point and it looks so good and it goes so far, but it'll never hold. But you let the Holy Ghost get inside there and you watch. Holiness becomes a reality. Modesty for a lady. All of God's precious word begins to fold in, and it doesn't take someone trying to push it and to prod it, but only to that elected seed that was predestinated to pick it up as a receiver will it truly be lived and manifested back through their life. And by God's grace, that's what I'm crying out for. I pray you're crying out for is, Lord, don't let me miss one word. Lord, don't let me fall short of one place in my life that you are trying to draw us to, Lord, that we would be this people, that before the appearing of the Lord, that we would be a reflection. As he said, this people, we would declare to this nation and to this people that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's got to be through the lives that we live every day in front of all men. Amen. Here in the message of the prisoner, he was speaking, paragraph 15, as he put it. He said, it's just like our lives, we're shadows. And if we were a light, we are. If our life copes with the light of the day, we're walking in light. It's just like you look out and say, I see the sun in the daytime. And you see the shadow of the sun. It's a reflection of the sun. It isn't the sun itself, but it proves that there is a sun. It proves there is a sun. And when I see like you sitting out there using fans and talking, that means you're living, but it's only a shadow of life. Because anything has to got to have darkness in it to make a shadow. Because a shadow has to pass so much dark, possess so much darkness and so much light to make a shadow. And it can't be altogether dark, and it can't be altogether light. If it's dark, it's real dark. If it's light, there's no shadow, nothing to make a shadow. But if it's mixed with dark and light, it makes a shadow. And so we are really shadows of light. Now you're reflecting a life from somewhere, if you are. And Christian, this being a shadow, it only proves that there is a life
where you can't die. Because this life has death in it. But it's a shadow because you're a living, moving creature with abilities to see, think, move, and talk. The five senses of the body, but yet you know they're dying. But there's so much trouble. And you know it can only be, it's a reflection. See, there's a life and death mixed together. The physical has to die. But if you were reflecting by your mortal life the light of heaven, then you're reflecting the eternal life of God. And then when you die, you can no more go to that, you can no more than go to that light, because that's what you've reflected. And if you're of the dark world, you reflect that. And you can do and go no other way but to darkness, see? See, we are in a reflection. We see that as sure as the Holy Spirit reflects light and life, so does death reflect darkness. So it's such a consolation when we see our lives truly reflecting the life and the light that was projected through this Bible. By God's grace to give us the assurance of what is taking place in our lives, we see what He's doing, knowing it's not a work we can do in ourselves. By grace you are saved, not of yourselves, but it is His grace. Here in the Message Identification, February 16, 64. Just think of these things as he puts it together here. 62, this was paragraph 62. And if you are in the Lamb's Book of Life, you was God's expression from His thought. He's seen you, He's seen your desire before there was ever an Adam or anything else. And you are His thought made word and expressed in what you are now. Amen. That's God in you reflecting Christ today. You know what I mean? He says, now I hope that I don't interfere with nothing. Let me drop down. He says, but just so that you would understand what I'm trying to get to here, a reflection. You've got to be identified. And if you are, you were in God's thinking at the beginning. See, was His reflection here on earth. And you will bear record of the heavenly as He bore record of the heavenly also. And when He raised up from the grave and was given a body, we, when we raised up, will have a body like His own glorious body. The resurrection is sure. It's a guarantee. We have the earnest of it now as the Holy Spirit comes in and identifies us as God's redeemed person. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, you're sealed till this journey is over. And that is your token that you hold that shows that your fare has been paid. And you are a redeemed character. And Satan has no business with you, none whatsoever. Just pick up your token and show him, my healing is paid for and my trip to glory is. And how it ought to just bring such a, as we're nearing home shore and we're nearing this time and this age of deception, how it should give us such great consolation and such a great peace, a settled peace, as I begin to read out of the very first couple quotes, was out of the Message Shalom. And how it truly ought to be in our hearts and in our lives, there should be a settledness. We're not tossed to and fro, but we're here for one purpose, to allow Jesus Christ to reflect His own life through us. To let the light of this hour, the word that He proved, that little bride would be just like Him, reflecting His character as He would come back to claim her. And how as we live each day, we're given an opportunity to let that light shine. Why, as Jesus said in Matthew's, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. How it ought to burn in our hearts to be a light. Not just, and you can't hide. You've got to be out where the light can shine. You've got to be in places. Maybe that, you know, sometimes we get place and circumstances and we get go here, or maybe we're over here. The light has to shine forth. And sometimes circumstances arise that maybe pull us into this situation or maybe take our path this way for one thing, to let that light of Jesus Christ be able to shine forth from you to someone else. That they may see something, something would grab their attention. And oh, that maybe you would be a witness that there He is. Think of how many people that the disciples come in contact with in the book of Acts. How many people did they pass daily or touch their lives? Maybe they saw them. Maybe they knew there was something different. And maybe they marveled at what they saw, but they weren't interested in what they had. But nevertheless, their lives were still vindication that the Holy Spirit was living and manifesting through their lives. And that's our turn today.
It's our turn to be part. It's not what God was there, he did. But he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the reality of God's word in our hearts and in our lives today, making him the same as he was then, doing the same things, and showing forth that he has resurrected and lives today. Oh, may we be a people that is looking for that in our lives and in our hearts. And Brother Branham here in the message. Oh, nope, I'm sorry. I think that was it. Amen. Let's turn over here into Ephesians, the 5th chapter, if you would. Actually, jump into the book of Acts real quick to the 22nd chapter. Let's just think about this. It's a. Amen. I must have moved down the wrong. Acts 22. And all along, you know, different. You can go back through so many scriptures and find this, but this is where Paul had been struck down on the road to just catch what the Holy Spirit was speaking to him. 22 and about the 12th verse, we'll just pick up to catch a little bit of this. And one Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said to me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. In the same hour I looked upon him, and he said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee. I want you to think about Paul with all that he had been through, all that had taken place in his life to come to this place, and then to be able to stand there and to know that the God of our fathers has chosen thee. Can you imagine how big Saul must have felt at this time, or Brother Paul? And that's about how we should feel as individuals. It's truly to think that through this precious word and what the Holy Spirit has revealed to us in this hour, that by God's grace, he has chosen you. He has chosen me for a purpose in this place and time in which we're in. And he said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee that thou shouldest know his will. How much grace that today we understand the will of the Lord and to see his great plan unfolded and be made known to us. For thou, and he says, his will, and see the just one, and should hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And oh my, if you turn now as Paul over in Ephesians, if you turn over there, let's read this. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. Here in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. And let's just pick up where Paul is speaking here at the first verse. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame to even speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. So then that ye that walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeem the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Amen. Isn't that something, the way Paul was able to speak it? Knowing, realizing that it was revealed to him,
what the will of the Lord was, and he then imparted it to us, and he said, I failed not to declare the full counsel. And oh my, today we are giving an opportunity to be a light to this dying world. We're here to continue to shine forth the light of Jesus Christ and his glorious gospel. Maybe many circumstances will come our way. Our health might fail. We might wind up in a hospital. We might wind up in this situation or that situation. But through it all, if we'll but let the Holy Spirit and the light of his word shine through our lives, you never know what life you're going to touch. You think about all of Paul's journey. He wound up in jail. He wound up shipwrecked. He wound up all of these places, bitten by a snake, coming up out of this. But through it all, God let the light of his word shine through his life, and his heavenly Father received the glory for the life that he lived. And today it's our turn. May we be a true representation by God's grace of his light that shineth forth through us, that we are reflecting the one true light. Oh, we are his witnesses today. And may we truly bear that in mind every second of our lives. Amen. Pray God's word will just cause you to, if nothing else, go back and reread some of the things we've read and to search it out. For his word truly is spirit and it is life. And oh my, it's ever sustaining. Hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. You know, it's so precious to come in and gather around God's precious word. I told the Lord, you know, I don't feel worthy to be the speaker that brings the word, but nevertheless, each time we gather in here, whether I'm up here or back there, we come here for one purpose, to hear God's word, not the man that's standing here. So take heed and go back and look at the things that God's word has for you, and take heed to it and take consolation that he never lies and he's never failed. Amen. And I believe that he is. Glory to his name. Let's sing that little chorus. I know the master of the wind. Amen.
I know the master of the wind. I know master of the wind.
Amen. Do you know him? Sing it again.
I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Amen. Oh, isn't he precious? Glory to his name. Let's bow our heads. Precious Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. And Lord, your precious word is laying before us, Father, and as we come together tonight on a little Thursday evening and gather around, and Lord, I believe you laid these things upon my heart to read, and Lord, as I read them to the people, Lord, I'm also taking stock and inventory of my life. And Lord, I pray that each one of us, Lord, will truly be a true representation for you, Lord, in this age in which we're living. And to let our light shine, Lord, and to be humble, Lord, and to yield ourselves unto you in such a manner. The Lord, to realizing in ourselves we can do nothing. Lord, there is no good in us. But by your mercy and your grace, Lord, you counted us worthy to be partakers of that divine nature. And Lord, you've given of yourself to us. And Father, we're just hungrily waiting, Lord, for the day that you will come and catch us away. But Lord, while we're here, Lord, may our lives truly be yielded to you in a greater manner. Lord, there's a lot going on all throughout the land. There's all many things taking place. But Lord, may we truly be stabilized by your precious word. And Lord, not be swayed to the left or to the right, but hold right down the center of the road. And Father, we just ask a special blessing on those that couldn't be here this evening, that you would strengthen them, encourage them. Bless them, Lord. Heal their bodies, whatever the need may be.
And if you should tarry till Sunday, Lord, we ask that you would bring us together, Lord, and may we come hungry, asking you to feed us. And Lord, we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and ask these things. Amen. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Amen. May God richly bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen. Yes. Amen. Glory to his name. God bless you.